Buku Harian Putri Koneng. Jumat Pon, Bulan Sapar. Hari ini, ayah bertanya lagi.
Masa Raja Sakadiningrat memiliki putri cantik yang masih melajang? Tuturnya.
Aku jawab, aku belum siap menikah, ayahanda. Tetapi, kelihatannya ayah kecewa. Aku takut beliau mendatangkan calon suami dari Jawa atau aku diperjodohkan. Aku tidak ingin menghabiskan hidupku dengan orang yang tidak kucintai. Seperti sepupuku yang menjadi istri pejabat tua, ku ingin memilih sendiri. Aku hanya berani menulis ini dalam buku harianku saja. Sabtu lagi, Bulan Sapar. Sudah seminggu sejak ku tulis di buku harian. Kemarin ku dapat ide bagus. Kuputuskan untuk mengikuti tradisi para leluhur dan pergi ke Gua Payudan untuk bersemedi. Ku tahu, orang yang memiliki masalah bisa ke sana untuk berdoa, biar dapat pencerahan. Maka, ku sampaikan kepada ayah bahwa ku ingin pergi ke gua. Beliau takut karena jauh, tapi tidak dapat menolak karena tradisi keluarga. Aku diizinkan berangkat, dikawal oleh dua pengawal. Gua Payudan jauh dari Sumenep. Kita harus berjalan kaki melalui jalan setapak di hutan lebat. Sore hari kami tiba di gua. Pintu masuknya terletak di atas bukit kecil. Aku suruh pengawal tunggu di luar. Lalu ku masuk ke dalam gua, membawa air minum, bekal makanan, dan obor. Di dalam sejuk dan tenang. Batunya agak terang, tidak begitu gelap. Aku duduk di pojok yang tidak jauh dari lubang masuk. Lalu aku merenungkan semua dan membaca doa. Sesudah matahari terbenam, aku makan lalu menggelar selimut dan tidur. Ternyata aku mimpi tentang seorang suami yang serba hebat. Tepatnya, gagah perkasa, dan badannya tegak dan berotot. Rambutnya hitam mengkilap, kulitnya sawo matang, matanya hitam seperti mutiara timur. Suaranya merdu dan berlogat Madura. Aku sangat terpesona. Kumimpi dia menemaniku di gua. Kita membicarakan segala hal. Suaranya masih terdengar di telingaku sampai sekarang. Saat bangun tidur, aku merasa lega. Ternyata ada petunjuk siapa yang akan menjadi suamiku. Aku mengajak pengawal kembali ke istana. Nanti, apabila ayah bertanya, bisa ku jawab. Calon suamiku sudah ada. Rabu lagi, Bulan Jumadil lahir. Aku gelisah. Sejak bermalam di Gua Payudan, aku memang merasa ada yang lain dengan diriku. Aku sering capek, pusing dan mual.
Sudah 100 hari tidak datang bulan.
Apakah aku hamil? Jangankan bercinta. Bertemu saja dengan lelaki jarang. Mustahil. Tapi perutku sudah mulai keras dan menonjol. Aku takut tidak bisa menyembunyikan perutku lama lagi. Baju sudah semakin sempit. Aku sungguh tidak tahu harus berbuat apa. Minggu Pahing, Bulan Rajab. Untung buku harian sempat kuselamatkan saat aku diusir dari keraton supaya bisa menulis cerita yang malang ini. Tadi pagi, ibu datang ke kamarku, bertanya apakah aku mau membuka rahasia kepada beliau. Melihat sikapnya yang baik hati, aku menangis dan bercerita soal kehamilanku. Ibu hanya memelukku serta menyapu air mata dari pipiku. Siang hari aku dipanggil ayah. sikap beliau berbeda. Ayah langsung memintaku, sebut siapa yang mah milikku.
Tidak ada, ayah, ku jawab. Tidak mungkin, bentak ayah. Terakhir kali kulihat seorang lelaki, ku katakan, waktu aku bersemedi di Gua Payudan, saat pemuda ganteng muncul dalam mimpi. Mendengar tentang mimpiku, ayah naik pitam. Jadi kamu diperkosa di goa? Oleh siapa? Pengawal? Pemuda ganteng? Dia tidak percaya kalau itu mimpi. Aku menyesal sudah cerita soal pemuda. Oleh karena aku tetap tidak bisa menjawab, ayah menyuruhku keluar dari keraton. Bersama Dayang Setiaku Siti, ku kemas barang dan baju, lalu meninggalkan istana. Ibunda menangis terseduh-seduh. Terdengar di kepalaku kata-kata terakhir dari ayah. Kamu telah mempermalukan kerajaan Sakadiningrat. Pergi dan jangan kembali. Sabtu Legi, bulan Rebe. Sudah sebulan kami tinggal di hutan. Siti minta tolong kepada orang desa setempat untuk membuat gubuk kecil buat kami. Kami makan buah dan biji dari hutan dan sekali-kali ayam yang dibeli di desa. Perutku sudah besar dan aku sangat ketakutan. Bagaimana nanti kalau aku melahirkan di hutan? Kata Siti, melahirkan itu hal biasa. Semua perempuan bisa. Tapi aku jauh dari ibu dan berada di hutan pula. Aku harus banyak berdoa agar diberi kekuatan menghadapi cobaan ini.
Senin Wage, bulan Takepe. Aku sudah melahirkan. Aku sudah kembali ke keraton. Anakku laki-laki. Tampan mirip dengan calon suami yang kutemui dalam mimpi. Aku berikan dia nama Cokotole. Tapi bayiku hanya kurawat selama beberapa hari. Akhirnya aku ambil nasihat Siti dan tinggalkannya dengan Siti di hutan. Semoga Siti bisa membesarkannya menjadi orang nanti. Aku orang bangsawan. Tidak kuat tinggal di hutan dan dikutuk ayah. Semoga beliau memaafkanku, walaupun aku masih tidak tahu apa kesalahanku. Jadi sekarang, ku kembali ke keraton. Tapi, hatiku kosong. Kurindukan lelaki yang tampan itu. Tapi pada saat yang sama, aku juga benci. Mengapa aku dan anakku menjadi korban begini?
Keinginan Putri Koneng terkabulkan. Saat sudah besar, anaknya Cokotole menjadi pahlawan yang terkenal di Madura maupun di Jawa. Dia juga melahirkan anak kedua dari pemuda Adipodai yang misterius setelah hamil dengan cara yang sama. Makam Putri Koneng dapat dikunjungi di Madura dan dianggap keramat oleh banyak orang.
The Diary of a Desperate Princess. Friday Sapar. Today, Father asked me again, how can it be that King Sakadiningrat has a beautiful daughter who's still single, he said. I answered, I'm not yet ready to get married, Father. But Father appeared disappointed. I'm scared he will bring a suitor from Java or I'll have an arranged marriage. I don't want to spend the rest of my life with someone I don't love. Like my cousin, who became the wife of an elderly official. I want to choose myself. I only dare write this in my diary. Saturday Sapar. It has been a week since I wrote in my diary. Yesterday, I had a good idea. I decided to follow in the footsteps of my ancestors and go to Payudan Cave to meditate. I know people with the problem can go there to gain enlightenment. So I told Father that I wanted to go to the cave. He was worried because it was far away, but he couldn't refuse because it is a family tradition. I was allowed to go, accompanied by two guards. Payudan Cave is a long way from Sumenep. We had to walk along a track in thick forest. We arrived at the cave in the late afternoon. The entrance lay on top of a small hill. I told the guards to wait outside, then I entered the cave with drinking water, some food, and a torch. Inside, it was cool and peaceful. The rock was quite light, so it wasn't too dark. I sat in a corner not far from the cave entrance, then contemplated everything and said prayers. After the sun had set, I ate, then spread out my blanket and slept. I dreamt of my amazing future husband. He had a handsome face and his body was strong and muscular. His hair was shiny black, his skin a rich brown color, and his eyes were like pearls from the east. His voice was velvety and he had a Madhuri's accent. I was so entranced by him. I dreamed he stayed with me in the cave. We talked about all kinds of things. I can still hear his voice in my head, even now. When I woke up, I felt relieved. Finally, there was a sign of who my husband will be. I told the guards to take me back to the palace. The next time Father asks me, I will be able to answer that I have a suitor in mind. Wednesday, Jumadi Lakir. I'm worried. Since spending the night in Payudan Cave, I feel that there is something different about me. I'm often tired, dizzy, and nauseous. I haven't had my period for 100 days. Am I pregnant? I've rarely met with a man, let alone made love. It's impossible, but my stomach is beginning to harden and protrude. I'm scared I won't be able to hide my stomach much longer. My clothes are getting tighter. I really don't know what to do. Sunday Rajab. Luckily, I rescued this diary when I was thrown out of the palace so that I can write this sorry tale. This morning, Mother came to my room asking if I had a secret I wanted to share with her. Seeing her kindness, I started to cry and told her about my pregnancy. Mother only hugged me while wiping the tears from my cheeks. Later in the days, Father summoned me. He had a different approach. He immediately wanted to know who had got me pregnant. "Nobody, Father," I replied. "Impossible," shouted Father. "The last time I saw a man," I said, "was when I was meditating in the Payudan Cave, and I saw a handsome young man in a dream." Hearing about my dream, Father got angry. "So you were raped in the cave? Who by? A guard? The handsome young man?" He did not believe it was all a dream. I wish I hadn't told him about the young man. Since I couldn't answer him, Father told me to leave the palace. Along with my faithful maidservant Siti, I wrapped up my belongings and clothes and left the palace. Mother was sobbing. Father's last words rang in my head. "You have brought shame upon the kingdom of Sakadiningrat. Leave and never return." Saturday, Rebbe. We have been living in the forest for a month now. Siti asked help from the local villagers to make a small hut for us. We eat fruit and seeds from the forest, and sometimes a chicken bought in the village. My belly is huge and I'm so scared about what will happen when I give birth there. Siti says giving birth is an everyday occurrence and that women can do it. But I'm far from mother and also in the jungle. I have to pray with all my heart for strength in facing this trial. Monday, Takepe. I have had the baby. I have returned to the palace. My child was the boy, handsome, who looks like the future husband I met in my dream. I named him Joko Tole, but I only looked after him for a few days. I finally took Siti's advice and left him with her in the jungle. I hope Siti can bring him up to be a good person. I am a member of the royal family, and I cannot endure living in the jungle and being cursed by Father. May he forgive me. Although I still don't know what I have done wrong, so now I have returned to the palace, but my heart is empty. I miss the handsome young man, but at the same time, I also hate him. Why do my child and I have to suffer like this? Potre Keneng's wish came true. Her son Joko Tole grew up to be a famous hero of both Madura and Java. She had a second son with the mysterious young man, Adipodai, in the same unusual circumstances. Potre Keneng's grave can be visited in Madura and is considered a sacred place by many.